My name is Abu Bakar. I'm from Sierra Leone, West Africa, 1994. I came here to seek political asylum. It was a civil war going on in Sierra Leone. Now our life is in danger. So we're arriving JFK. I walked to the immigration officer. He asked me, this passport belong to you? I said, no, this is not my passport. I said, I was running for my life. So I'm trying to seek asylum in this country. From there, they take me to a small room. I was sitting down there for a couple hours. And they tie my hand with like a rope. So I said, where are you taking us to? They said, we're taking you to jail because you're a criminal. He said, he don't have no right in this country. Even who can kill you, nobody will know. When I get to Esmo, I was the number 10. It was only 9 people in the building. They don't even call me by my name, they call me number 10. They was making fun of us. They was beating us, like torturing, light, 24-hour noise, we don't sleep. One day, they bring a chemical. They said everybody have to wash with that chemical. But the chemical burn your body. So like somebody take a whip, something like cut your body like that. We said, no, we're not using it. So they start beating those guys. Some of the guys they took to isolation room was bleeding because the way they was beating them, step on them. The officer, they will come, wake up everybody, 2 a.m. in the morning, take off your clothes, we'll be standing on the wall, butt naked. While the female staff, they're walking on the hallway, looking at us, making fun of us. And they bring dog, you see the dog, you standing there butt naked, that dog's coming to sniff you. But if you put your hand like to cover your front, they will scream at you. Every day they will bring people, because they're just trying to fill up the place. But I was in that place for 1 year, never see the judge. I don't even know why I'm there for. And I was in Esmo until June 15, 1995, when the riot happened, because they abused me mentally, physically, emotionally. One day they come, they say, lawyers, they hear from Rutgers, they want to talk to us. Benny Benetis from Rutgers Law School. They say they want to talk to the detainees, they want to know the condition of the prison. So the officer, they start telling the detainees, if you are running your mouth, that's what I'm going to make your case worse. We're going to deport all of you. So then nobody don't want to talk. I say, you know why? One, they can't take me back to Sierra Leone. The war is going on. And two, I've been here for 1 year. I don't know my destiny. I said, I don't even care no more. I said, I'll talk to them. I was the coordinator from Esmond Prison with the Rutgers Law School. I said, Penny said, we do a good job. We change the law. Now they can't keep people more than 6 months. Finally, one day, so I meet with the judge. So then the judge said, okay, your case is granted. I said, thank you very much, Your Honor. And they dropped me by one of the bar stop. So they leave me right there. And they give me $5 to call my sister. I said, I'm here. I said, it's okay, don't move. We're coming to pick you up. All the time I spent from Esmond to my release is 3 years. I get released January 14, 1997. Right now, I work for the Special Need Education School. I'm an assistant instructor. I'm CPR first aid instructor. I do training for the police station. I do it for immigration. Yeah, I have an organization called Road to Health. It will can help you how to become a citizen, do your paperwork, look for a job. What I go through, I don't want nobody to go through, because the time we came here, we don't get that kind of help. Yeah, I'm trying to help people.